Another thing we like to show off to the rating agencies is our R&D expenditures, our R&D rankings. This is our research rankings. If you take a look at this, and this is a Big Ten comparison, and I also threw in the University of Chicago into the comparison just for comparison purposes. But if you take a look, this is a 2011 numbers. These are the last published numbers that Urbana would rank 34th nationally, that UIC would rank 55th nationally. And if you put them together, we would rank 7th nationally as far as research and development, as far as research dollars. And this is a comparison to the Big Ten and the U of C. You can see the information here. Some of this gets because there's some distortion in it, because several of these Big Ten universities basically have academic medical centers, which basically help to enhance, particularly in NIH and funding there. We also focus on administrative costs. This is a study that we put out routinely. Last time we met in January, I showed you the institutional support, which is roughly translated as being administrative support, administrative costs of the university, and how we compare to the Big Ten. The last time I showed all in. Now I've pulled out, because it's very distortive, again, taking academic medical centers out of the equation and basically showing the administrative costs and how we compare in the Big Ten to our peers in the Big Ten. As you can see, we're at about the 6% level. The median is about a little less than 7.5 is the median. So we're at the 6% level. You can see certainly the outliers with Northwestern and Purdue and Ohio State, and we're about the same as Michigan State, and the low end of the scale is Indiana and Wisconsin. Quickly finish on endowments. We talked about endowments, but this is just a snapshot of the endowment, and this is coming from the Common Fund study from Nakubo. This is the endowment size of our endowment compared to the Big Ten. $1.7 billion is the Common Fund number for us. As you can see, there's the outliers certainly are Michigan and Northwestern, no surprise. The next highest would be Minnesota, and followed by Ohio State, but you can see there's a rather narrow band, really, in the total endowment size as of the end of fiscal year 2012, and with Illinois at $1.7 billion. Interesting, though, also that the change in the endowment from year to year, from 11 to 12, that we were essentially at 4% increase in the endowment compared to all the other Big Tens. The only other one that was higher was Ohio State. Basically, we did have an increase on a comparative basis to our Big Ten peers. Lastly, since this is my 37th regular board meeting, and a lot of point of personal privilege, we talked about diversity of students this morning, and I wanted to show you. I brought down a group from Gary Comer College Prep in Chicago on February the 8th, hosted them here on this campus. They had a great time, and this is a picture of that group that was here on February the 8th at the Quad with their Illinois t-shirts in front of them and their shirts in front of them. I want to show off, there's a couple of individuals. The young lady there is Khadija Tajan, and the young man is Keenan Thompson, the two that are in the front row. They're from the Illinois College Advisory Corps, and they helped out quite a bit with entertaining these kids. I got the report that on the bus trip home, they're all going to the University of Illinois. So this is a point of personal privilege at the end on some particularly high note.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty hard to look at the state budget, their inability to pay us what they owe us, and their decision to cut back on future revenue, and conclude anything other than our elected officials believe that an education here is only for the wealthy. It's only for the wealthy. And that is a terrible, terrible outcome. So I hope we'll figure out a way to address that.
May I quote you in my
you
hearing?
You may. You know, it's a terrible thing. Anyways.
Professor Boltic, I think, is next. Well, we have a comment. I don't have any comments.
You have no comments. That's going to be my comment. And now we'll ask Peter. Peter, will you join us, please?